This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
In this segment, we'll learn about a product innovation that starts in the food service space and then expands into some tremendous growth potential opportunities across several industries and market spaces. The company is MicrobeGuard Corporation. Its founder and CEO, Tony Salemi, joins us. He's at their headquarters just outside of Chicago. Tony, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, David.
Let's first take the core technology. You guys have two patents pending, four trademarks, as I understand it. What's the core innovation? What have you guys created, and what are you now producing? And how does it work?
We manufacture a paper product. It's a paper component product that does many things, and all of the components are significant in its usage and the effectiveness of the paper. It's a basic paper with a polyethylene liner, which is a plastic, and in that polyethylene we embed all natural silver particles. The silver particles protrude through the surface of the polyethylene, and they're stable there because they are permanently embedded in the process itself.
Yeah.
And then when bacteria, mold, mildew, and really just about any microbe, any living microbe, when it touches the surface of the product, the silver has an effect on those microbes. And what it does, it inhibits the reproduction of microbes. Doesn't kill anything, because if it killed something, it would be a toxic and not safe for food and humans to be in contact with. And what it does, it slows down the bacteria reproduction, which ultimately slows down the growth of the bacteria.
Oh, terrific. Now, when you look at the product, a paper, can you see the silver particles? Is it something that's visible to the eye?
No, you cannot. They're very small, microscopic, but just something I want to do make a statement about, and they are not nano. Nano is a product that they're doing now in many industries, and nano is still not deemed to be safe for food contact and human contact because of the smallness of the particles of the nano. And there's having studies done that they can be absorbed through the skin and through the pores of humans. And so it is not a nano, and it is deemed to be safe. The particles are large enough to where they don't affect, that they don't have that type of effect on living beings.
Tony, I wanted to roll back a bit. What led to the creation of the product and ultimately this company, MicrobeGuard?
I started getting into the paper business. My partner, Dan Mulvey, owns a paper company, and my background is that I've been in the marketing business 25 years, a successful business in Chicago, and we were going to start marketing specialty papers for special niche markets. And through that, I found the Aegion silver particle, and so we were the first company to approach them and embed the product, their product, their silver, into the paper. We did the tests, and it has a 6-log reduction. And so ever since that point, I started full boat into the antimicrobial paper market and looking for applications in the various industries.
Tony, do you manufacture the product internally, or is it something that you stage or outsource for?
There's a portion of the product that's made at a mill, and then at that point, that's when we embed. It has to be done in the manufacturing process of the paper itself. And then we finish it here at our factory. I say ours, my partner's factory. We then convert it to rolls or sheets and yeah, size it needed.
Tony, there are several applications. We'll get into that in a moment. The mind, the imagination runs wild when you talk about inhibiting bacteria. But what kind of ramp up with, is this an FDA kind of regulatory environment that you work in when it comes to food packaging?
There is an FDA guidelines. All of the components in my product are FDA approved for food and human contact.
Okay, great. And there was a process that you followed to have that happen, and it's folded into the patents, I'm sure.
That's exactly right. They have limitations, and I'm far below those limitations of any additive. The other parts of the product are known and well accepted for many, many years as regular paper type products that are components of paper that are approved for direct contact with humans and food.
Let's drill in a little bit to the different applications, obviously starting in the food. Tell us who you're selling to now, how they're using the product, and then we can move from there to the horizon idea.
Most of our applications now and customers are food-related type people, companies. We started off in the food service arena, and because of the, being a pioneer of this type of product, we're the only antimicrobial paper in the world that I'm aware of, and we went to the larger companies first, and they just didn't understand it, and so we had to go down to the grassroots type of approach, and where we would go to one restaurant at a time and get the chefs to understand it, and then they would trial it in their kitchens and with great success. So I'll start off in the food service arena. We sell to some of the top restaurants in the world, Nobu. It's a very famous restaurant, both Bouchon's, which is from Thomas Keller. Thomas Keller is known as the best, for the last 5 years, the best chef in the United States and one of the top five in the world.
Yes.
We sell to the French Laundry, which is a Thomas Keller concept. One of the top restaurants rated in the world. And then it goes on through the Ritz-Carlton, the Four Seasons, and many in Las Vegas, the Wynn Hotel, MGM. We can go down through some of the better concepts like Let Us Entertain You restaurants.
Yes.
You
yes.
from Chicago know who that is. They're some of the top restaurants in the country for sure. All of Let Us Entertain You restaurants use this product, and it's an SOP. Be Our Guest up in New York, they have a concept. They have many concepts, I would say 12, 15 restaurants, and it's an SOP there also. Darden Restaurants, their group, made it an SOP in their Capital Grill concept, which is their high-end. And so I'm accepted in all of these larger corporate type food service operations and also down into the individual restaurant. And but most of the time, it's an executive type chef that understands it, and they're educated, and they're very conscious about their food qualities, and those are the ones that have jumped on board on this in a regular basis. I've sold to some of these restaurants for 3 and 4 years now, and it's to the point where they really can't live without it anymore because it becomes a part of their procedures. And then as far as other food applications, the product works exceptionally well in the seafood, in fish-type products. And I sell to the fish processors, and mostly for the tuna world. Tuna is the most sought-after fish in the seafood world. And part of the reason my product works so well in the tuna is that my product keeps the color of the fish. And if you know about tuna, everything is about the color, and that's a matter of the price of the tuna, too. It could be a tuna that is $1,000 and one that's $500, and the only difference is the color. So they're trying to maintain that color to get the best price. So the processors are using my product, and I actually call it tuna wrap, and it's known throughout the world as that. I sell into many countries where these big tuna processors are, in Sri Lanka, Indonesia, the Philippines, and also in Europe. There's a huge tuna demand there, and also here in the United States, of course. The product it reduces odor, it maintains the texture, and then it also keeps the color because it's slowing that bacteria process down. And then there's the components of the paper itself, though, lends to keeping the fish fresher, too, which I can explain maybe at a later time. And then the other area that is going to be my largest market, and that is the grocery fresh seafood departments. And I've been selling to Ahold's in Europe. If people from Europe know who Ahold's is, it's probably, I don't know if it's the largest in volume, but definitely in prestige. And they've been using the product for about 5 years now. And
wow.
I haven't had the time to crack the U.S. market. It's a different marketplace. But now I'm selling to Publix, and you know, it's all in the South, in the Florida, Georgia area, and the Carolinas. And there's a lot of retail of seafood operators that use it in their seafood cases and the wrap for consumer purchases.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really the area that I'm going to grow. 40% of all grocers or supermarkets have fresh seafood departments, and their number one issue is shrink. They're throwing away a lot of that fish. In the United States here, we don't. It just seems that we don't have the knowledge of how to handle seafood, and this product gives them that base foundation to keep their seafood fresher. I've come up with a seafood process where a procedure where it's duplicatable and simple, and it's saving them money, time, and it's helping maintain their seafood in a fresher manner.
Yeah, no, that's well said. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Tony Salemi. He's the CEO, co-founder of Microbe Guard Corporation, and that website is microbeguard.com.
It's microbeguard.com.
Now, you've got two patents pending, so this is, I'm presuming, there's no competitor for this product that you're aware of. I think you mentioned that earlier in the segment.
There's no competitors that I am aware of. There are other antimicrobial type of papers that I've heard. There's been attempts to it, mm-hmm. but nothing like the way I make my paper.
Mm-hmm. Is your sales team you, or do you have more than one salesperson now on staff?
I have some distributors, so that's an extended sales force.
Sure.
Me, and then I have some reps that are starting have come on recently.
Obviously, this is something that can really see the difference in terms of the shrinkage, in terms of the spoilage time. I mean, they're measuring this stuff
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the customers are the ones they're concerned. You know, and anytime, you know, the reason why I've gone to the seafood arena and is because, you know, compared to the meat arena, most people, when they hear about this product, they say, go right to the meat department.
Sure.
The thing about the difference is that, you know, the meat department, first of all, meat doesn't spoil as fast, as quickly as fish, and they cut and they butcher as they go, where a fish has to come out of a water somewhere and has to be transported. And, you know, the minute it comes out of the water, the clock starts ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really focusing on the seafood arena because I win in all cases there. You know, for the little bit more that the product costs, the extra value in the end. Is always worth it.
So it's a zero-sum game. In other words, you're replacing some other wrapping medium, aren't you?
Yes, and some of the wrapping mediums just don't do the job. And the reason why they're using those wrappings is because it's convenient. It's what's available at the time. So some of those things, some of those items, those products are actually hurting the environment that they're trying to put it in. For example, in the food service arena, they use like a parchment paper. And I've asked many times, why do you use parchment paper? And they just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, it's because it's what's here. It's what's available. So parchment paper was never made for food storage. My product is made for food storage, and when they use it for that, they could definitely see the difference. Same thing in the seafood arena. They're using all kinds of cloths, and they were using this wasabi paper. And what that does is it dries out the fish. Boils out of the fish, where my product helps because it has a polyethylene liner, and I also indent the paper, so it has Indenta is what I actually trademarked that name because it has air pockets and for cooling and for airflow. And then the polyethylene is a plastic, so it doesn't absorb the oils out of the fish, but it does have wicking capabilities because it has a paper backing which will wick away the excess moisture, but also then leave the oils into the surface.
Very, very cool. Well, we won't have time to dig into the other applications that might be possible, but it's easy to see where anywhere we don't want bacteria and we need to wrap or store something, this product will be useful. Fair enough, right?
That's right.
What stage is the company in right now, Tony? Is your how far along are you in terms of you've been in what you said 4 or 5 years? Do I have it right?
Yes, 4 or 5 years. The company's been in existence seven to eight years, and those first few years were pioneering. You know, just idea getting. You know,
sure, the innovation stage.
Innovation stage. Yes, thank you. And so we didn't know what product we had. We knew it had value. So about 4 or 5 years ago, we got into the food service business and had some success with customers, and then that's when the product sort of took its form. The stage that it's in right now is I sell to some of the top companies, as I mentioned before, and I've identified areas, and each one of those areas can, you know, be drilled down and become businesses in themselves.
Yeah.
So I've identified all these areas, so now I'm looking to, you know, find ways to, you know, expand the business in each of those areas, and that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, very good. And if I can ask, what are your top line sales right now on an annualized basis?
About 400,000.
Okay, so you're at 400K now, and you project this to grow out, obviously, because you're going to grow territories, I'm guessing, mostly on the marketing side, because you can scale up production fairly easily. Do I have it right?
That's right. The manufacturers are the top manufacturers. I could triple, quadruple my sales without any investment in any machinery or anything like that.
And you are also an exporter.
Yes.
Okay.
We sell to many countries, and it's growing. That's a very fast-growing area for me because, in the country of Sri Lanka, my tuna paper, as they call it, is the official paper of the country to export fish. And the Europeans, which is the largest purchaser of seafood in the world, sends their purchase orders there saying must be wrapped in food touch. So I'm getting a name, and even in these other countries, I just opened up the Philippines, and it's because their customers are requesting it that they wrap. And so now I'm selling, you know, that's how I'm moving along. I'm going to be selling in Malaysia very soon, and Maldives is right around the corner also. So
very good.
Kind of taking its own way.
This is great. What a fascinating innovation. One of a kind, the Microbe Guard Corporation. We've been visiting with its CEO and co-founder, Tony Salemi. Tony, we wish you all the best. We'll be following your story closely. Thank you for joining us on the program.
I really appreciate this, David. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.